Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right. Tomorrow's a big day. Happy pre-Hannah's birthday day.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's because we don't have anything for your birthday, so we're just saying happy birthday now in case we forget tomorrow.
Oh, okay, cool.
How was your day yesterday, though?
It was good. I don't even remember what I did at this point. Went shopping last night.
For what?
Just with the girls.
I just went, walking around the mall like you're in junior high?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that does that.
Yeah, that's how I can get it's like a source of cardio.
I
feel like I only online shop anymore.
Only online shop. I don't know.
You never want to go to the mall with me. That's very true.
I don't know anyone. First off, malls, most people don't. But, I understand that some people still want to try stuff on and get it. But you don't, go with your friends anymore. You, run in, I need to get this thing and I need to make sure it fits well. But your objective is solely to try something on. You're not just wandering around malls getting Annie Ann's pretzels anymore.
Yeah. Hey, I love Annie Ann's pretzels. And if you guys didn't hear, this is not even a meaningful plug. There's a new Annie Ann's at Ballpark Village.
All right.
Really?
I'm really excited.
Oh, wow. I'm very obsessed with it.
I talk about it on the regular. I'm very excited, yes.
Good to know.
But Hannah and I and my sister all yesterday, we've been shopping for this Sabrina Carpenter event happening next week. It's happening downtown at this hotel, and it's all of her music. It's kind of for all the people who can't get a ticket to the concert.
Yeah, they did this for Taylor. So, you know what's really crazy is they did this for Taylor Swift, too. They had a big Taylor Swift event where you wore the different eras and drinks and cocktails and things like that. And people loved it.
It says when you walk in, you get an espresso martini.
Yeah.
So
Sabrina Carpenter is getting her own, which I think is so cool she's that big now. So where is it at?
Angad Arts Hotel.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And so it's there's a bunch of
photo ops. You can do permanent jewelry, I'm pretty sure. There's a million things.
What are you going to wear to that, though? I feel a cocktail dress, right?
Well, I just ordered 4 dresses last night.
What? You didn't tell me that. I have nothing to wear.
You were walking around the mall. You should be good.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking
the
gap. Right.
So are the dresses, though? Is that what you wore
for dresses?
Yeah,
very Sabrina Carpenter, pastel, baby doll dresses.
Okay. Mm. All right. That makes sense.
Oh,
I had a fire pit yesterday, guys, on Facebook Market. That's how I did my mall
really?
Shop. Yeah, for $50. And you know what's crazy is, Facebook Market is just crapshoot, right? It's an awesome fire pit. It has a cover on the top, so it could be a table and a
indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor.
Okay.
And an indoor fire pit would be I have to get a chimney and it would be a whole process. You don't just walk around the mall.
I don't know what you're into.
Venting.
Bricks.
It's an outdoor fire pit. And it has a cover to become a tabletop. So it's legit $50 on Facebook Market. And then again, sometimes when you get those, you have to drive 30 minutes. You never know. The guy literally lived the street over.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he literally drove. I was like, I drove, put it in. I was like, never mind. I could walk here, actually, just grab this fire pit. It was so easy. So it was the easiest purchase ever in my life. And then we started a fire yesterday. Made some s'mores.
Fall is in the air.
That is very fun. Happy October.
Annie Ann's is in the air too. Did you hear there's a new one at Ballpark Village?
Guys, please.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I've been looking forward to today for a while because today is the opening registration for 12 Bars of Charity. Mm. If you live in St. Louis, if you even know anybody from St. Louis, they go to this event. This year, it is going to be hosted on December 14th. It's a Saturday. And it's special this year because it's going to be 12 years of 12 Bars. So
that's cool.
They're going to be amping it up even more. If you don't know what 12 Bars is, it's a big charity bar crawl. Easily the biggest one in St. Louis as well, where 8 local St. Louis charities compete against each other to raise a lot of money. Some of the different charities are St. Louis Hero Network, and I am so biased to them. I want you to buy their sweatshirt because I'm an ambassador for
them. What color sweatshirt? Because every bar has a different color sweatshirt. So which color is St. Louis Heroes Network?
So I've also been working with them about the sweatshirt, and we definitely got the best one. It's a black hoodie with red lettering. Mm. And usually they do a solid color with a white lettering. But we switched it up for St. Louis Hero Network, and we have a black hoodie with red lettering. Some other charities, you could also support our Stray Rescue, World PGA, World Pediatric Center, Young Friends of Kids with Cancer, St. Jude's, Make-A-Wish, our friends over there, the Boys and Girls Club, the ALS, or you can be an ultimate giver and buy a black hoodie with gold and white on it as well. So you can find more information at 12bars.com. Check them out on their Instagram as well. Last year, I just looked this up, they made over $386,000 last year to support St. Louis, the community, and all these local charities. Amazing event.
It's an awesome opportunity to go to a bunch of different bars, hang out with your friends during the holidays. It's like the ultimate catch up with friends and do all that kind of stuff. You get a super comfy hoodie that I feel like everyone rocks like throughout the entire holiday season. I feel like that everyone's like Christmas morning hoodie.
I mean, I still wear mine year round. But.
And then also goes like to your supporting your passions and your great causes. It's such a cool event.
Yes.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Today is National Taco Day. 90% of people like tacos. I feel like everybody likes tacos. 90% of people voted. Who doesn't like tacos? What are the 10%ers?
Me.
You really don't like tacos?
Really? I don't like tacos.
What is wrong with you?
I like... what are they called?
Quesadillas.
I like quesadillas and I like nachos, but I don't like tacos.
I did not know that about
you. Someone's like, oh, it's taco night, I'm like, I might
not
go.
What's wrong with you? I can't believe you're part of the 10%ers. And quesadillas and tacos are basically the same thing.
It's they're not.
Prepared a little differently.
No, they're not.
Same ingredients.
Only gets a cheese quesadilla, though. We got Mexican last week.
Oh. Well, that doesn't... I don't even know if that counts as a quesadilla.
You're right, yeah.
I guess like a little kid quesadilla.
I guess if I were to eat a taco, I guess I would just do meat and cheese, but I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't eat it.
Oh, come on. That was like the... Back in the day when you got hot lunch at school, when they had taco day, that was like, oh, yeah.
What would your taco order be?
I'd cry.
What would mine be?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always the Taco Supreme guy at Taco Bell.
Taco Supreme.
And here's why.
So they ground on, beef, though?
Yeah, I'm ground beef, I'm a little bit of lettuce, cheese, tomato, and you got to have the sour cream.
All right.
It just finishes it off.
Yeah, I think I'm the same as Kev, except no tomatoes.
You ground beef?
See, yeah.
I go back and forth, but if anything, I like a barbacoa, like a shredded beef of some sort, or like a good steak taco.
Every time I get a steak taco, there's something weird with the meat.
Really?
Yes. So I cannot do that anymore.
Give me a cheese quesadilla.
Oh my God. How old
are you? You're a child.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Rachel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready to play Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
All right. Rachel versus Hannah. The showdown is on.
I'm ready to win.
All right. So, Rachel, I'm going to ask Hannah you the same five questions we make Hannah leave. Tell her to get out of here.
Go ahead and head out.
Go ahead. It was very stern, I felt like. But, like, you know, it was nicely said, but you knew that, like, Hannah should not be messing around and leave the room. So now Hannah's officially left the room. She cannot hear the questions. Ty will go towards Hannah, okay?
All right.
Sadly, the other day we lost Maggie Smith, who played Professor McGonagall. Who was the head of which house in Harry Potter?
Oh, God. Hufflepuff?
Okay. Not Hufflepuff. It was Gryffindor. Okay. You should have known that.
I was thinking someone else for Gryffindor.
All good. Orlando Bloom was checking out Kim Kardashian's booty at a gala. He was standing right next to his wife. Who is he married to?
Katy Perry.
That's correct. What season of Saturday Night Live just premiered?
50.
That's correct. The musical guest on Saturday Night Live played a sold-out Madison Square Garden, then got a police escort to Saturday Night Live. Who was the musical guest?
I have no idea.
Dang, that's okay. You want to take a guess?
Billie Eilish.
Okay. And then who was not in attendance to watch their boyfriend play in Los Angeles against the Chiefs? Kind of a big deal singer.
Taylor.
Yes. 3 out of 5 got tripped up on Gryffindor, which, I mean, come on, Harry Potter.
Yeah, embarrassing.
All right, let's see if Hannah knows these. We'll bring her in, see if she can get 3 out of 5, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. We're playing Hannah's homeschool. Rachel just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. She got 3 out of 5, Hannah.
I'd say that's impressive.
All right, so you got to at least get 3 out of 5. Here we go. Same questions I just got done asking Rachel. First one's a Harry Potter question. Maggie Smith We sadly just lost her. She played Professor McGonagall, who is the head of which house in Harry Potter?
Is it the one that you want me to be in?
Well, there's two different houses. There's one house that I'm in, and then there's another one that's you would probably be in.
Yeah. Which one is it?
Take a guess.
I'm going to say the only one I remember, Hufflepuff.
That's what Rachel said, too. Now, you belong in Hufflepuff, because nobody really wants to be in Hufflepuff. I was just joking.
Well, okay. What is it?
Gryffindor.
I was going to say Theodore.
All right. So you the same question that that Rachel did miss. Okay, Orlando Bloom was seen checking out Kim Kardashian's booty at a gala. He was standing right next to his wife. Who is he married to?
Katy Perry.
That's correct. What season of Saturday Night Live just premiered?
Bipped it.
What musical guest played
Saturday Was that
right? Yep.
How about give me some recognition?
Congrats.
Thank you.
What musical guest on Saturday Night Live played a sold-out Madison Square Garden and then had to get a police escort to Saturday Night Live? Who was it?
Jelly Roll.
It was Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel had missed that question. And then who was not in attendance to watch their boyfriend play in L.A. against the Chiefs?
Are you asking that question wrong? Against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh, against
yeah, yeah, I was confused My about bad. Your verbiage.
Yeah, you're right.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, okay. Yes. Against the Chargers. My bad. Well, yes, it was Taylor Swift. 4 out of 5, correct. Congratulations.
Thanks for pointing that out, AB.
It was a trick question.
The listener still got it right.
Rachel still got it right.
And you asked it wrong.
And
anything with the Chiefs, it's Taylor.
And I was just trying to keep you guys on your toes. You know, that's I did that on purpose. Right. Yeah, I did that on purpose, clearly.
Right.
All right. Rachel, Hannah got 4 out of 5, so she's going to get the win. But Rachel, you got to say this is Rachel and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Rachel and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's take a look at these headlines. I'll take a look at things that are trending on the internet, and I'll read off the headlines, and Hannah will either tell me, I need more information, or she'll say, keep it moving, keep scrolling through. That's how keep it moving works, and we put 2 minutes on the clock, and we'll just start reading. You can now pay an Uber driver to get your Halloween costume.
I mean, I'm not surprised at all. Keep it moving.
All right. Do you and your partner have different tastes in foods? Just wait.
Wait for what?
You eventually won't. If you're a newlywed that loves like spicy food and your new spouse is like likes bland food, they say the longer you're married, you gotta start having the same taste in food.
Someone's got to give in.
Yeah. You get new taste buds like on a regular basis. Like all your taste buds just get replaced. Mm. And then all of a sudden you start eating the same things just to keep each other happy. And you all of a sudden have the same taste in foods.
What's in the house?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you see mold on bread... Do this.
Eat it.
No, Food and Wine Magazine is a very, very PSA public service announcement for you people.
AB and I believe in eating moldy food.
Yeah, yep. Well, Food and Wine, the experts, said you throw the whole loaf away.
Really?
Yes, you cannot eat moldy bread.
You can't
bread.
Just cut it out.
No.
Oh,
they
wow.
said that sometimes people think that you can just cut around it and then just eat the rest of the mold. You can do that with certain cheeses and certain other foods, but with the bread, if it's moldy at any place, you throw the entire loaf out, guys.
Brett okay. would have told expert. This story.
Wow. Food and Wine have come to your
well,
guys'
Well, I'm
rescue.
An expert because I've done it, and I'm not changing.
Exactly. Sounds pretentious to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When you guys die.
You know how much, you know how expensive bread is? I can't throw a whole loaf out.
DirecTV is buying Dish for $1.
Oh, Dish is only worth $1?
Yeah, DirecTV announced yesterday they're going to buy the rival Dish Network for just $1. The price is so low, they agreed on this $1 purchase because Dish said, well, you got to pick up our billions of dollars in debt when you purchase us.
Wow.
And they said, okay. So DirecTV said they're not going to make any changes anytime soon, but they now own Dish Network for $1.
Dish wow. used to be it.
Yeah.
Lots of people used to have Dish Network.
I think people still do. I just don't know what the deal is with billions of dollars in debt.
I haven't heard of anybody having them in a long time.
Well, now they no one does because now they're DirecTV for $1.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
We got to give you the Mega Mind question of the day. 1 in 5 of us will leave the house today with this, but we'll never use it.
I think that 1 in 5 people will leave the house with a cup of coffee and never even drink it.
Yeah, just like have it in the container, the to-go one, and then just get busy.
I'm saying that because I'm guilty of it right now.
All right.
I see it right in front of me. I haven't even drank it.
And haven't even had a sip. Kevin.
I'm going to say their debit card.
All right.
They don't use it every day.
I'm going to say chapstick.
Chapstick. Mm-hmm. Good answers. No one got it correct, but those are good submissions, guys. Mm. 1 in 5 people walk out of the house with this today, but they'll never use it. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
This is the Mega Mind question of the day answer. 1 in 5 people leave the house today, and they're never even going to use this.
I was wrong. I said that they were going to bring coffee.
What do people say on the text line?
Heather in Oakville says a book. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say an umbrella. Teacher Suzanne says a cell phone. Abby says deodorant. Celine must be having a day. She said their brain.
That's funny. Good answer, though.
Lulu Bug says perfume. Jolene says a coat. Jacob says gum. Susan says their lunch, like packing their lunch. Neil says a rain jacket.
Man,
Mr.
a lot of
Metal
good answers, but no one's
taking cash along with them. So Kevin went card. Mr. Metal's going cash.
No one got it. Really good answers, though.
April said a condom.
Hello.
No, that's not it either. 1 in 5 people will leave the house today and never use this. And the answer is a gym bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
You're like, oh, where's that gym? I was going to go to the gym, I swear, afterward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mega Minds.
Did you ever lose a kid or be like, oh, where's that kid? Forget him. 314-531-9898. If you are a parent and you had a pickup miscommunication, an issue where you're supposed to pick him up at school or a practice or a friend's house, and then the kid is just sitting there waiting. I think parenting is so hard to do, and you always feel bad if you have one of those mistakes, but having that community saying, no, nope, I've been there. We've had that issue before helps. So if you've ever had that issue, what happened? 314-531-9898. Kevin's had it happen a couple of times, so now he's going to extreme lengths.
Yeah, well, the issue is, okay, so my son, Jackson, usually takes the bus home.
Okay.
So when I pick him up for, like, doctor's appointments, or we're going to the dentist, or we got to do something after school, he's not used to that. And on occasion, I have been in the car line to pick him up, and he hasn't showed because he's in the bus line or he's taking the bus home. So as he started, you know, eighth grade, and eighth grade being at the high school, we talked about, here's where I'm going to park. Here's where we're going to be. You're going to come out. I'm going to leave a note when I leave so you know when I pick you up, when I pick you up at school. This is where I'm going to be, and you know that you
left them a note. I'm picking you up from school today. Okay.
Exact direction.
So I left him the note the other day. I'm going to pick you up. Here's where we're going to be. And I parked my car, and I'm waiting for my son to come out of school, and I can see, you know, the doors from where I'm parked, and he's not coming out. He's not coming out. Oh, wait. He is coming out. There he goes. And he's going the wrong way.
Oh, no.
I can't let you get on the bus because we'll never make the doctor's appointment in time. So I did what most parents would do in this situation. I got out of my car and I ran down yelling my son's name. Jackson! Jackson! Over here.
I'm going to see Kevin running through all the people. Like,
oh, my gosh.
And kids are like, Jackson, I think that's your dad.
That's what they said.
And then, you know, so my son, trying to be cool, just kept walking.
Oh,
he was like embarrassing.
Little did he know he was making it worse.
And then we kind of
he's probably like, I've seen him run. I think I can outwalk him.
Right. So finally he did stop. He turned around. He said, Dad, you're supposed to be here. I said, this is where I was going to park. No, you're supposed to be over here. This is the area. All right, fine. Sorry about embarrassing you. But that's just one of those things. So,
but I feel like most parents have had miscommunication with the drop-off, pick-up. It's confusing. And most parents have had the situation, which led to all this, where the kid got on the bus and they were waiting in the drop-off line. Or you went to the wrong place or they had the wrong time.
Yeah, I told my son, I said, here's the sad truth. It's genetic. My dad actually one time when, you know, we always had some miscommunications when he would pick us up from school, but usually it was more miscommunications when you'd go to a party and you couldn't drive yet and he would, you know, try to find the house with a flashlight. So my dad went my dad went door to door one time with a flashlight trying to find me at a party and I'm like, what? You couldn't tell that the kids were at this house? So,
oh my God, I'm lucky he didn't get shot.
No. Yeah.
All right, you had miscommunication when you were trying to pick up your kids. You left them just waiting, and you're like, I feel like crap afterwards, but Maybe it's genetic, like Kevin. 314-531-9898. It's okay, parents. What happened? Look, parents, it's all going to be all right. We all make mistakes, like leaving our kids behind. We're commercial-free on the Brett Magus Show. There's just mix-ups when it comes to communication. When you're trying to juggle a lot of things as parents, trying to do and navigate the pickup line and where the kids are going and where you're supposed to be, and it's just a lot. Like, I was supposed to be at this practice. No, you were supposed to pick up the kid at practice. And Kevin's son has issues with when Kevin's supposed to pick him up, he still gets on the bus and is headed home, and Kevin's just waiting at the school.
Right, yeah. So I will embarrass you.
So Kevin will literally run down. Do not get on the bus, Jackson, right, waving him down to make sure he doesn't get on the bus so this does not happen again. Because it does. It happens to parents all the time. Sarah, this happened to your mom when you were younger. What happened?
So when I was 13, my friends and I went to Mid Rivers Mall. You know, that normal teenager, like, it's Saturday, whatever.
What, for whatever reason, when we were teenagers, we just hang out at the mall. Like, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. Drop me off at the mall. We'll just walk around and look at stores. Hannah said she did that the other day. Like, we were like, what are you, 13 again?
Yeah, shout out West County Mall.
So you were doing that at 13, huh, Sarah?
Yeah. And, like, so my friend's mom, she was the one who you know, brought us there, and I guess she called my mom, left a voicemail, which is terrible to do. You never do that with my mother, because my mom won't check it until the next day, and because she doesn't, and she didn't know this mom's phone number. I gave it to her, but she, of course, you know, gets busy, it happens, mm-hmm, whatever, and so she told my mom to that they were leaving at 3:30, and if she could come pick me up because they had to go the opposite direction of my house. That's fine. Whatever. I'm a parent myself. I get it. But my mom never got that voicemail. So it's now closing time at Mid River.
Oh, no.
Stop.
And my mom is, like, in full panic. She's called the police. She's called my two older brothers. She's called my dad. She's called every person she knows to come find me because I'm 13. So you can imagine my mom's, worry. So, and of course, the St. Charles County Police Department, they were like, do you know your mom's phone number? I'm like, actually, yes, I do. Can you call? They've called my mom now 4 times because my mom's phone she's on the phone with the other police department trying to find me.
And not answering. This is why you don't leave voicemails. Voicemails actually became obsolete because of your mom. Like, people stopped leaving voicemails because they heard about this story.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, they just, like, you know, and one officer who just happened to be a dad, he was like, I'm just going to take you home. It's fine. I get home. My mom is not mad at me. She is not mad at me. She's mad at the other parent.
Oh, then you started mom drama.
You.
Yeah, for just like, hey, you don't just leave them and then say, I told you in a voicemail.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, well, that's literally, and the mom made it seem like it was my mom's, like, in a sense, yes, it was my mom's fault for not checking her voicemail. But, like, as a parent myself now, I would be constantly be like, hey, did you get my voicemail? Hey, did you get my voicemail?
You were 13 when this happened. It seemed like this really stuck with the family, right?
Yeah.
As I got older, when I started driving myself, I'm like, I'll drive myself. It's fine. I'm not carpooling with you. I'll just drive myself.
I was going to say, were you allowed to ever hang out with this kid again? Or was there now tension? Oh.
Yeah.
No, like, my mom was like, that parent is so irresponsible. I would never do that. I would rather waste the gas money than have these kids. Like, my mom went into a full rager. She was not mad at me whatsoever. She's like, this is not your fault. I'm not mad at you. I'm pissed at this parent.
The tea was hot.
Yeah. Sarah's the reason that malls are, like, closing now. Like, kids can't hang out at malls.
Mid Rivers actually isn't open anymore.
All because of Sarah's mall incident. Thank you so much for the call. Parents, we do have something awesome for you to do with your kids. We'll tell you all about it in 3 minutes right after Selena Gomez on Y98 St. Louis. We're commercial free all morning long on the Brett Maga Show, and so many people, because we're the voice of City SC, it's where the City SC games play, is right here on Y98, have said, man, I really want to go to a City game. Either sometimes they can't afford it, we're all kind of just trying to make ends meet. Sometimes they can't get tickets because City SC is one of the hottest tickets in town. We've teamed up with City SC to create a Brett Maga Show day at the City Park, and it's City 2 game, and it's going to be this Sunday where you can get tickets for
$10. $10, that's literally it. You can bring your whole family with you, bring your coworkers, your friends. It's going to be so fun. You cannot beat $10.
Yeah, we're
going
to have our whole little section at City Park, which has some of the best food. There's a video coming out where we got to taste some of the food that you guys are going to see on our Instagram later this week. The food is so good. The park is beautiful. I feel like this time of the year, it's where the weather's not like 98 degrees and you're just baking. It's going to be just perfect fall weather we're going to have on Sunday. And if you have kids who are into soccer, like they're just doing like fall soccer and things like that, what a cool way to introduce them to professional soccer. That's what City 2 is, professional soccer. They're sitting at the top of the City 2 Team 2 standings for the MLS. They're awesome, and it's going to be a really fun game on Sunday.
If you're interested in getting tickets, I have the link ready to send to you. You can text the number 314-531-9898, and I'll send you a link over for your tickets.
Yep, it's the direct link for those $10 tickets for you and your family. Just shoot us a text message and we'll make sure you get you covered. On Sunday, we're all going to be at the City 2 game. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
You guys know I'm all about transparency, and Ariana Grande wanted to be so transparent, she even hooked herself up to a lie detector. I'll tell you what was revealed in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
In a recent interview, Ariana Grande did something pretty vulnerable that you are not going to see a lot of celebrities do, hooking herself up to a lie detector to answer questions about what cosmetic work she's had done recently. I think it's super, super interesting to hear what she said.
I've had fillers in various places and Botox, but I stopped like 4 years ago, and that is the extent.
What do you think about her, like, hooking herself up to a lie detector to share this information?
I feel like it seems extreme. Like, I get it. Like, it's probably part of this, like, fun interview thing. You know, like, she's gotten, like, I think one of the rumors is that she got a BBL or something like that, which seems, like, crazy for Ariana Grande. So I get, like, it's gimmicky. I feel like when, first off, they're, like, I don't know, it just feels like Maury-like, right? Like, it feels right, over the top.
Yeah. People are still going to think she's lying for whatever reason, but I think it's kind of fun.
I think it's fun?
Yeah, they even had to do a little rapid-fire one, too.
Did you get your nose done?
No.
Did you get a boob job?
No.
Did you get a face?
Can you imagine? No. Not yet. I'm open.
So, I do think it's interesting, but also sad at the same time, because I do think if she wasn't on a lie detector, people instantly would have been like, you're lying about this, you're lying about that. And it's kind of sad that people will never believe you about cosmetics and stuff like that. But I feel like for her being in the spotlight and being in Hollywood, you would have to be hooked up to a lie detector for people to believe you.
I feel like people think she looks different. I don't really see it. Like, she does seem like, I guess, a little bit, but she has a different hair color than we're used to.
She's very blonde. She's got blonde eyebrows, so it looks totally unique.
And I mean, she does look like she's lost weight, but, like, I also feel like she was playing, like, she's going to be in that Wicked movie. Mm-hmm. And so actors go through extremes, and so she's, I think, considered an actress now at this point. And so it's like, she was going through a role. I don't know. To me, I think people are like, what's going on with Ariana Grande? Which I always feel like it's weird that people are so obsessed with other people's cosmetic processes. But then also, like, I don't think she looks that much different.
I feel like it either.
Yeah, yeah. So I just don't get where all these rumors are coming from.
I feel like
from.
It's less about the cosmetic and more about her voice. Like, she sounds like AI. She does.
But that's a little... I think the same thing. She's always talked like that.
Yeah. No, she hasn't.
Not like this.
I think so. Like, I feel like she's always been a little bit, like, kind of high-pitched and, I don't know.
Well, this
that's
is
like
not
the same. Hottest tickets in town. We've teamed up with City SC to create a Brett Maga Show day at the City Park, and it's City 2 game, and it's going to be this Sunday where you can get tickets for
$10. $10, that's literally it. You can bring your whole family with you, bring your coworkers, your friends. It's going to be so fun. You cannot beat $10.
Yeah, we're
going
to have our whole little section at City Park, which has some of the best food. There's a video coming out where we got to taste some of the food that you guys are going to see on our Instagram later this week. The food is so good. The park is beautiful. I feel like this time of the year, it's where the weather's not like 98 degrees and you're just baking. It's going to be just perfect fall weather we're going to have. on Sunday. And if you have kids who are into soccer, like they're just doing like fall soccer and things like that, what a cool way to introduce them to professional soccer. That's what City 2 is, professional soccer. They're sitting at the top of the City 2 Team 2 standings for the MLS. They're awesome, and it's going to be a really fun game on Sunday.
If you're interested in getting tickets, I have the link ready to send to you. You can text the number 314-531-9898, and I'll send you a link over for your tickets.
Yep, it's the direct link for those $10 tickets for you and your family. Just shoot us a text message, and we'll make sure you get you covered. On Sunday, we're all going to be at the City 2 game. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
You guys know I'm all about transparency, and Ariana Grande wanted to be so transparent, she even hooked herself up to a lie detector. I'll tell you what was revealed in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
In a recent interview, Ariana Grande did something pretty vulnerable that you are not going to see a lot of celebrities do, hooking herself up to a lie detector to answer questions about what cosmetic work she's had done recently. I think it's super, super interesting to hear what she said.
I've had fillers in various places and Botox, but I stopped like 4 years ago, and that is the extent.
What do you think about her, like, hooking herself up to a lie detector to share this information?
I feel like it seems extreme. Like, I get it. Like, it's probably part of this, like, fun interview thing. You know, like, she's gotten, like, I think one of the rumors is that she got a BBL or something like that, which seems, like, crazy for Ariana Grande. So I get, like, it's gimmicky. I feel like when, first off, they're like, I don't know, it just feels like Maury-like, right? Like, it feels right, over the top.
Yeah. People are still going to think she's lying for whatever reason, but I think it's kind of fun.
I think it's fun?
Yeah, they even had to do a little rapid-fire one, too.
Did you get your nose done?
No.
Did you get a boob job?
No.
Did you get a face?
Can you imagine? No. Not yet. I'm open.
So, I do think it's interesting, but also sad at the same time, because I do think if she wasn't on a lie detector, people instantly would have been like, you're lying about this, you're lying about that. And it's kind of sad that people will never believe you about cosmetics and stuff like that. But I feel like for her being in the spotlight and being in Hollywood, you would have to be hooked up to a lie detector for people to believe you.
I feel like people think she looks different. I don't really see it. Like, she does seem like, I guess, a little bit, but she has a different hair color than we're used to.
She's very blonde. She's got blonde eyebrows, so it looks totally unique.
I mean, she does look like she's lost weight, but, like, I also feel like she was playing, like, she's going to be in that Wicked movie. Mm-hmm. And so actors go through extremes, and so she's, I think, considered an actress now at this point. And so it's like, she was going through a role. I don't know. To me, I think people are like, what's going on with Ariana Grande? Which I always feel like it's weird that people are so obsessed with other people's cosmetic processes. But then also, like, I don't think she looks that much different.
I feel like it either.
Yeah, so I just don't get where all these rumors are coming from.
I feel like it's less about the cosmetic and more about her voice. Like, she sounds like AI.
She does.
But and that's a little... I think the same thing. She's always talked like that.
Yeah. No, she hasn't.
Not like this.
I think so. Like, I feel like she's always been a little bit, like, kind of high-pitched and, I don't know.
Well, this that's is like not just... the same voice that was in, like, Victorious. This is a lot different to me. So I think when she changes her voice and her appearance at the same time, it can kind of get a little like in a gray area and people think like it's more of the appearance or whatever. But I do think all around she is just different.
She's got about six more weeks of press, though. That movie doesn't come out to right about Thanksgiving. Right. She's about to pump up the press tour for Wicked. So we're about to see a lot of Ariana Grande.
More lie detectors coming your way. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
Is it rude for you to wear your AirPods when you get your nails done? Or is that something just like all women do? Like, you just got your AirPods in, you're listening to a podcast, maybe listening to the Brett Mega Show, of course, you know. 314-531-9898. So, Hannah, you are someone who... we get nervous if your nails aren't done. You literally always have your nails done. This is like part of your signature. And so when you go get your nails done, do you wear AirPods or have you been wondering, is this like rude or not?
So I've been wanting to dip my toe into wearing my AirPods, but I'm nervous that I'm going to offend my nail lady.
Oh.
Would you be offended if the nail lady wore AirPods when she was doing your nails?
No, I wouldn't.
Because you like to talk.
I know.
Well, like all of a sudden you're just talking and all of a sudden the nail lady just throws some AirPods in. How would you feel?
I would feel Okay, well, actually, now that you phrased it like that, it's a little different because I've been going to my nail lady for a hot second. And so we've built this bond or whatever, and so we always want to talk.
Do you gossip to her? Oh. Do you share like
a... I do spill some tea to my nail lady.
Is that a thing? But I never spill any tea to my like hair stylist. That's so funny.
But now that I've been going to her for so long, like some of our conversations are kind of getting a little stale. And I was wondering if I could put in my AirPods, but I don't want her to be offended. And also, when you get your nails done, you kind of have some instruction along with it. Like, you need to know like what nail to show or like how to turn your hand for her.
Oh.
So there is communication that needs to be done, but I think I know the muscle movements at this point. So I wouldn't need her voice, but I just don't want her to think that I don't like her anymore because I'm wearing my AirPods.
AB, as a you know, a woman who gets her nails done, not like Hannah, do you wear the AirPods?
I wear my AirPods every time.
You wear your AirPods everywhere.
I do. I put one in so that I can still hear them in the other ear if they need to say anything. But like, I've been going to the same nail place forever. They know me by name there. It's not hurt our relationship. They still get so excited when I walk in. They're like, Hannah, you're here. And sometimes it'll make them comfortable enough to put their AirPods in.
They put them in.
Okay. So they're able to like listen to their music or whatever, and then I can listen to mine.
So my first thought on this was, no, that seems rude. Like, we're just living in this AirPod world, and AB is someone who like literally will work with AirPods in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, AB, I'm like, can we get your attention? And like, so same thing with this same like thing. I'm like, you can't wear AirPods all the time. But this is the catch, though, with it, and it made me nervous to think about this. Sometimes, especially moms, this is their moment. Like, this is their final escape.
Yeah.
They want to listen to some music. They want to relax. They want to, like, enjoy a show that they normally can't enjoy. Then I'm like, yeah, I guess that's solid. That's a good point. Like, this is your moment. You're paying for, like, this spotlight treatment.
No.
But I feel like, what's the deal?
It's too late. It's too late. AB established that she's an AirPod listener when she walked in.
You think this is like something you got to do? You got to find a new girl, Hannah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Because if you've never worn them before and then all of a sudden you put them in, she might be like, oh, she doesn't like me anymore.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to find a new girl.
Then you can't wear the AirPods. Yeah. I think that's a good point. I'm curious. Do you have to establish this early on? Like, hey, I'm an AirPod person. I'm not an AirPod person. Is that true? I have never thought of this before. I don't get my nails done. I've had like two pedicures in my life. They tickle like crazy. So maybe the AirPods would help me not like giggle.
Do you even own AirPods?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
314-531-9898. Do you wear AirPods when you're getting your nails done? Is that considered rude? Do you have to do it and establish this with your nail lady early on? Can you switch? 314-531-9898. How do you get your nails done? It's Y98. I feel like you're either one or the other on this. You're either an AirPod person or you're not an AirPod person when it comes to getting your nails done. Is it rude for you to have your AirPods in when someone's doing your nails, like getting a manicure, getting a pedicure, doing the eyebrows? Well, and does it make a difference in terms of beauty treatment? Like, would it be rude if you were wearing your AirPods in when you're getting your hair done? 314-531-9898. Like, maybe you do this.
I do this when I get my nails done. I also do this when I get my lashes done.
What about your hair?
Because
when you get your hair chopped.
When I get my hair done, I don't because I get worried they'll like get something on my AirPods.
Oh.
They're going to get on their hair?
Bleach. Dye. Water.
Oh, dye.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. But when I get my lashes done, you're laying on a table for an hour and a half and your eyes are closed the whole time. I would go insane if I didn't have my AirPods in.
I'm curious what other people do. I wonder if other people like want to know, like, hey, what do you guys do? Is this something you talk about like among like girlfriends? Or do you just like make your own decision up? How do you know?
About,
if you're an AirPod person, Hannah, how do you know?
I actually used to be like when it was like wired headphones.
Oh, old school wired.
I used to be one of those girls through and through and through, but now I never am. But yeah, I think you just know. If you know, you know. You're an AirPod person or you're not. And I think a lot of AirPod people only do the one ear.
Yeah.
So do you only use the one ear all the time?
When I'm editing or like I'm by myself, I use both.
Both.
But if I'm around other people and I know that they might talk to me, I don't want to be that rude. So I just have one in.
I don't get how that's not rude.
Half rude.
Yeah. Like, you seem to, you're listening to something else. You're distracted. You are literally saying, I want to not have a conversation with you.
That's not necessarily true.
What else is you saying?
I used to wear headphones and just not have anything in them.
Because you don't want to talk to people. That's, I fake the same thing. Sometimes I'll do that. Like, sometimes I'll just, like, if I'm at the gym or something like that, I, like, nothing will be playing. It's like, just, like, you can't interrupt the conversation. You, like, literally, that's the message you're saying. I don't know how this is not rude. You are in a public place. Someone is doing a service for you. They might have questions for you. And you're literally like, I want nothing to do with you. This is,
in my experience, they will talk to you and ask you questions if they want to, regardless of if you have an AirPod in or not.
Well, yeah, if you're being rude, I got to get through to them. If you're treating me like crap, I got to get my message across to you no matter what. This is definitely rude.
We did get a text that is kind of making me raise my eyebrows a little bit.
It's rude? Thank you.
One of them says, I immediately put in one AirPod when I sit down. It's my alone time. I put on a podcast or a book. And I do think that's true.
Yeah.
Getting your nails done can be self-care. And so that could be a time to relax. And if you want to listen, like AB, to a podcast or whatever, that could be good.
I think, so that was where I got torn. I was like, I just feel like this could be their moment. You know, like, this is their only chance to escape. I also feel like, choose something else then. If you, this is what the process is. You come in, you get your nails done. You don't listen to a TV show and a podcast. That's a different service. That's like, hey, lock the kids into like a room or something like that, and you go watch your podcast or watch your favorite show and listen to your favorite podcast.
Oh, I completely disagree with that. I don't enjoy getting my nails done. I get my nails done because I will bite them and they will bleed if I don't have them done. It's like not something I go to enjoy.
Relax? Yeah. I know. So you shouldn't have your iPad. Or
no, so
AirPod.
I'm like, okay, I need to watch TV and get me through this.
Because it's so painful to
yes.
do it. Right. Julie, do you think having the AirPods in is considered rude?
Yes, it is. It is hella rude. It is a generational problem. When you go into a business and you're paying someone to do something for you, the least you could do was give them the respect and attention that they are giving you.
Preach, preach. And I like that you said it's hella rude. Thank you.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out these trending stories. I got 2 minutes on the clock, and we're just going to run through some trending headlines. And by the time you get to work, you'll be like, I know everything that people are talking about. Hannah, either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Like a couple tried to sell their baby for beer.
Stop. Keep it moving. That is so terrible.
Oh, my God. The story is so funny. You don't want to hear all the details to it?
Nope.
No? All right. Sex marriage myth.
What is it?
There's a cliche that a man is married and he's frustrated with his sex life and is no longer interested and it's all upset. They say it's not true. Surveys surveyed both men and women and said, how happy are you with your sex life? And both men and women said they're very satisfied with their sex life.
Maybe it doesn't all go downhill.
Maybe they didn't survey Kevin and I.
No, exactly. What? Hello?
Survey the wrong guys, right. Maybe. Bizarre movie facts that sound fake but are 100% true.
What?
It Chapter 2 recorded 5,000 gallons of fake blood for Jessica Chastain's bathroom scene.
Whoa!
Megan Mullally hired a voice undisclosed character in Finding Nemo and was ultimately fired because they wanted her to use her Karen Walker voice for Will and Grace and she refused.
Oh!
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, wow.
Eli Roth was inspired to write Hostel after hearing the website in Thailand would pay people $10,000 and you get to shoot someone in the head.
So that's kind of psycho.
What? Yeah, so there was a website that existed, and that's what made him write the movie.
Wow.
Chris Farley was originally casted as Shrek. I've heard this before. Recorded 85% of the movie, and then he passed away.
Aww.
So then Mike Myers took over as Shrek and said, well, we need to rewrite this. I can't do the Chris Farley version. But Chris Farley was going to be Shrek and was almost done with the movie.
Aww.
Steven Spielberg refused to be paid for Schindler's List because he said he thought he'd be collecting blood money, so he made no money off Schindler's List. Yeah. TikTok Scream Chicken has a game as people squawking at their phones.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, so this is a new game that's going viral. It's called Scream Chicken. It's kind of like Super Mario Brothers, but instead of like hitting a button on your phone to jump, you have to squawk like a chicken to make it jump and move. And so people are literally squawking at their phone.
I'm not surprised. It's 2024.
These games are now more interactive. Timer's going off. Those are your trending stories.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Being commercial free makes us happier. Is it okay for your significant other to check out another woman in front of you? Do you think that's disrespectful? Do you think that's rude? 314-531-9898. If you're just like hanging out with your friends and all of a sudden you look down and you look over and your man's just chucking out your friend's butt, would that be considered disrespectful to your relationship? Would you be okay with that? Would he get in trouble? 314-531-9898. Orlando Bloom just went viral with this. And Kim Kardashian, or Katy Perry, actually had to respond to it because they're married and they were at a gala. And he has a picture where he has the smirk on his face and he is staring right at Kim Kardashian's ass. And Katy Perry is standing right next to him and he just has this smirk like, hey, I wanted to look at Kim. I've heard about this butt, this infamous butt. Is he being rude? She said she didn't care. A source or a PR person said they have a great sex life. It's okay. She does. She's not worried about it at all. But is he being disrespectful to their marriage? Hannah?
I absolutely think, I mean, you guys know me, I'm crazy. And so I would never be okay with my partner checking out another woman's figure or face or anything. I think that is incredibly disrespectful to not just me, but to another woman as well.
Even with permission? Like even, hey.
Permission? Hey, what do you mean, hall pass? Do you mind if I look at this girl's butt really quick?
Does anyone say that? I've never done that before.
I'm just saying that, you know, like sometimes my wife will be like, hey, do you see that? That's permission, right?
Oh, yeah. That does feel different if your wife goes, oh, I, because women check out other women, so if they point it out. But Orlando, Katie is not even looking. She doesn't even acknowledge. You can see the picture on her Instagram.
Yes.
Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Go to Instagram and see the picture and see if you think what he's doing is, because she is looking away. She's not paying attention, and he is just like sneaking a look. AB, would you have an issue?
Personally, I wouldn't mind a quick glance. Like, don't, like, stare at it forever.
I mean, it's Kim's butt.
If Kim Kardashian is walking past me, I'm going to stare at her butt. So, like, he should be able to, too.
Okay, here's my thing.
We're all looking at it.
I have no issue with it. I have no issue with my wife doing it, reversal, because I think it has to be gender neutral. Like, if my wife was, like, looking at, like, you know, Ryan Gosling's butt or whatever, I'd be like, I know she has a mirror. Like, I have a mirror. Like, I know this guy is good looking. She should check him out. So I never have an issue with it. Here was where I thought was interesting about this, is it's at, like, a gala. Like, this is where Katy Perry is dressed all up, looking beautiful and standing right next to him. And he should be eyeing his wife in that moment. It does feel a little bit like, bro, look at how good Katy looks.
Why aren't you looking at me?
Made me think to myself, maybe he is being rude. But then I'm like, I mean, it's Kim Kardashian's butt.
Yeah.
Like, right?
I don't know. I do think you have a point, Kev, with the permission.
Yeah.
But still, like,
he is clearly sneaking a glance.
Yeah, that's not different. Okay. That would cause major problems for me.
Yeah, and is it different if it's like your friend? Like, is like one, it's like a stranger that you see like out and about at a bar and like, all right, you glance at the hot stranger. You guys don't know
each
other.
It does feel different when you know them and you know that you're going to be continually seeing them.
See, that's awkward then. I think that's
he should look at it once and then he's done.
I mean, this wasn't even a look. This was like a baby.
See the picture for yourself. Do you think he's being rude or he's just being a guy and he just saw a butt and he's just glancing like, oh, nice butt? 314-531-9898. What are the rules in your relationship when it comes to checking out other people? Has it ever caused a fight? Do you think it's just whatever? We could check it out. It doesn't mean anything as long as it's harmless. Is it harmless? We'll take your calls on this after Taylor Swift. All of a sudden you look over and your man is just staring at another woman's ass. What is your reaction?
Dun, dun,
dun. 314-531-9898. Has this ever caused any problems in your relationship, checking out another woman's butt? You can see the picture online on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, where Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry had to respond to this too, is at a gala. They're all dressed up, and he is clearly with a big old happy smirk on his face, just looking at Kim Kardashian's booty. And Katie's like, it's no big deal, whatever. But they're married. And his wife is there all dressed up. And that was the only thing for me that made me think that, is because my wife like we're in the thick of it. You know, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. She wore makeup because we did family photos this weekend. And my son goes, "Mom, you're wearing makeup." And so I just thought to myself, man, if my wife was in like gala, you know, uniform and put on the like, you know, the battle dress, I'd be like, "Hey, baby, you look good." And like, so I feel like he should be acknowledging her. But I feel like if you're Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, you're always at red carpet stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just think regardless, keep your eyes on your woman.
No, it's just like people check it out. I mean,
no.
You have a pulse. I know that other people, like, it has to be the same reversal. I know that, like, guys, I have eyes. I know Zac Efron is better looking than me. If Zac Efron takes his shirt off, my wife should look at his abs.
Yeah.
Like, she should. I would be like, what is
it? It would be weird if she did it.
Yes, that's right. What I think.
Exactly. It's like when my buddy Chris just texted and he said, "Kim K does have a pretty famous butt. It's kind of like the Mona Lisa of butts."
Yes! Like, Orlando Bloom's like, "The Mona Lisa of butts is in front of my face. He's
got to take a look."
How do we know Katy Perry didn't check it out on her way over there either?
Okay, but is it different though, like a woman checking out another woman? Ebony, you said you check out other women, so are you okay with your man checking out other women?
Yes, I'm perfectly fine with him checking out other women as long as he's not doing it every time we go out. But if it's like, "Babe, look at her figure," I'm like, "Yeah, she looks good. Let me go ask her her workout routine." Like, it's not what are we gonna do with her? I'm like, that is more like, she has a nice figure, I'm gonna compliment her on her figure.
What if he's like, "Hey, your best friend Sarah's got like the nicest butt"?
Now, that's a different story.
Yeah, that would not fly.
Mm-hmm.
That would not fly.
If my wife said Kevin has the nicest butt in town, I would be like, "Man, Kevin, he's got a nicer butt than me. I have America's flattest ass. Like, let's appreciate Kevin's nice booty."
I was going to say, I think I'm second on that.
I would be very offended. So,
all right, let's grab Caleb. Okay, how do you feel about your significant other checking out another person?
Well, you guys bring up a good point. There is a double standard. My wife would look, so I should be able to, but
he wouldn't be caught dead, would you?
Right. But, like, he may have been looking at Kim Kardashian because, I mean, we've all seen the unedited pictures. It's big. It's not the best butt in the world. It's just famous. Like you said, the Mona Lisa.
Caleb, you saw those unedited photos when you weren't looking.
He may have been looking at it.
Where did you... What? Careful.
He may have been looking at it like a train wreck thinking, "Oh my gosh, that thing is ridiculous."
I don't know. His smile did not say train wreck.
He looks pretty smart. You gotta go to our Instagram, buddy.
Megan, do you think it's okay for your significant other to check out somebody else?
If I say, "Oh my gosh, look at her ass," then yes, but I don't think it would be appropriate if he is with me and he is checking out somebody else.
Okay. I agree with that, Megan.
So you've given an approval, it's okay, but what if he's not with you? You said if he's with you, so if he's not with you, does it feel
if he's not with me, I mean, I can't really control it, whether or not he does it, so...
But it wouldn't feel, at least for me, it wouldn't feel good to hear, like, if his buddy came back to you and was like, "Oh, your man was gawking up Kim K's butt all night," like, that would not feel good.
Guys, if I'm at a gala with Kim K, I'm going to look at her butt.
Yeah.
You'd be in the doghouse with me.
I think to look at Kim K's ass.
Yeah. Let's grab one more person here. Natalie, do you think it's okay to look at and check out somebody else?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, it's Mother Nature for people to be attracted to other people. Regardless if you're catching them looking, they're going to look, as long as you're being respectful. I mean, I can look at another woman and be like, "Yeah, she's good looking." I'm not going to maybe hit my man to say, "Hey, look at that." But I can look at a girl and respect that she looks good. And so I feel like it's the same way with guys. You can look at guys and know that he's good looking. So
you can do it in a respectful way.
Right, yes.
Kim K's butt, are you serious? I'd want to take a picture with it. I would be calling the man, "Hey, get my camera. I'm taking a picture with her butt. Get in here." You know?
Selfie,
I mean,
with the booty. Booty selfie. That should be a new thing.
Get in here.
Yeah. And there's nothing.
Booty selfie. Are you kidding me? Like, I, you know, but I'm secure with my relationship. And regardless if you see anybody look at somebody else, they are. As long as you're being respectful, that's all it comes down to.
Booty selfies.
Respect is a big part of it.
Yeah, that's true. But booty selfies got to be a thing. And there's nothing natural about Kim Kardashian's butt. Thanks for rolling all morning long commercial free with us on the Brett Mega Show. We have this really cool Sunday experience for families. If you want to go to City 2 game with us, we're going to have a whole section and we're just looking for people to come with us. We have actually convinced them to do $10 tickets because we want to make it more affordable for families and make it fun. The zoo is going to be on site, so there'll be a lot of family friendly activities, and we do have a link for $10 tickets.
Yeah, I can send it to you if you text the number 314-531-9898. I'll send you over the link so you can grab your tickets while we have them.
All right, so grab those $10 tickets. Real simple. Just shoot us a text and we'll get you the link to get those $10 tickets for City 2 on Sunday. If you've ever wanted to go to a city game and experience the park and the team and the players, this is an affordable way, and it's really cool for your kids to go out and see some professional soccer too, if your kids are into soccer right now. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Moms all across the world gained a little more respect for Rihanna this weekend. I'll explain why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
When it comes to raising little babies, Rihanna's putting in that work recently, and she recently shared the cutest video that made at least me gain a lot more respect for her. It's of her little toddler son climbing out of his pack and play with the caption, "Being a boy mom is an Olympic sport." And what makes this video 10 times better is Rihanna's the one filming it, and the Mission Impossible theme song is playing behind her son climbing out of this pack and play. She's trying to like help him out of it, and he's very independent, and he ended up getting out and he ran to get his sippy cup, and it is so cute. And I love the comments on the video. One of them is saying, "I like that he climbs out. It shows character."
Oh, so then people aren't being haters, like you're saying?
Yeah, like yeah. I think it does show character that Rihanna would like take this video of her son, and you know, it's not just some nanny watching the son all the time, and that, you know, she's letting him be curious. And I do think it shows a lot of character.
I think like it feels good when celebrities who probably do have all the resources in the world say that parenting is hard. And sometimes, yes, like you can be bitter and be like, well, you have all the resources. Or you can be like, even they think it's hard.
Right.
We're all in the thick of it together, guys. Even Rihanna, who could have a million different nannies if she wanted to and probably does, is saying it's hard. So when you give yourself grace, because even, yes, Rihanna thinks it's hard. And so it's easier for you as a parent. Hopefully that's how you take it, is going, I can give myself some grace. It's hard.
Me and Rihanna are in the same camp. And then, of course, the comments were also funny as well. One of them said, "So after he accomplished the mission of getting the sippy cup, did he return to headquarters?" Because it was all Mission Impossible themed. I just thought it was super cute.
That is cute.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Now let's give you the Megamind question of the day. 1 in 4 people started doing this week.
I think they're starting to prepare for the holiday season this week.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to steal a lot. What is prepare for the holiday season?
That could mean anything.
Yeah, yeah, I need something more specific. I could tell Kevin wanted holiday stuff too.
Yeah, well, because I mean, you know, I was going to say they started buying Halloween candy.
Halloween candy. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say Christmas shopping.
So you did Christmas shopping. Okay, so Hannah thinks they're Christmas shopping.
I'm eager McBeaver.
Okay. I'm going to say watching some type of like Halloween or like spooky movie.
Started this? One person did get it correct. It's either watching Halloween movies now that it's October, making sure they stock up on their Halloween candy, or started doing their Christmas shopping.
Like Hannah said,
314-531-9898. Now that it's October, today is October 1st. 1 in 4 people started doing this. What is it? I'll reveal what it is at 8:49.
Mega Minds.
All right, 1 in 5 people have already started doing this. That is the Megamind question of the day. They started it this week. What is it? Hannah, you had guessed?
Oh, I'm very passionate about this. I think people are already shopping for Christmas.
Kevin?
I said bought their Halloween candy.
Getting ready
and
for
I said watching a spooky movie.
So Hannah and AB both thought it was Halloween related because of October. Hannah thought people are getting on top of their Christmas shopping game. Hannah's correct.
Yes! Really? I knew it.
That is stressful.
People, the weather outside is frightful.
People started to get their Christmas shopping stuff started this week. 1 in 5 people started to do it. Mainly because they felt like they're worried about deliveries, people running out of stuff, the stuff they wanted. So they start the Christmas shopping the first week of October.
Wow.
Yeah, get your life together.
Get on it, guys.
Yeah.
I'm already behind.
Mega Minds.
Usually when you get a letter about your kids, you're like, oh no, what did they do? But sometimes it's for a good thing. Kevin, you got a letter about one of your kids?
Yeah, I got a great letter here from listener Mitzi, who wrote, "Hey Kevin, I love listening to you on the morning show. But what I really wanted to share with you is that over the summer, my husband and I took our two children boating and skiing on the river and then stopped at the loading dock for dinner on the way home. My son was born profoundly deaf and has cochlear implants. We are a family that are aware of different noise levels in certain places or venues that we go. He walked in with my husband to order some food, and I took my daughter to find a table. This is when my son's life changed. The moment he saw a girl working at the food service in back where you order food, he came running back to me. I was preparing myself for a reassurance speech about the noise level, and he was just so excited. He said, there is a girl working in back with two cochlear implants.
Wow. Aww.
He was just in awe and wanted to talk to her, like right at that moment. So I got up and walked back to the food service table with him. He had no words, but was just smiling at this girl that had cochlear implants like him. So I started explaining to this wonderful young girl that my son noticed that she had cochlear implants like him and that he just wanted to say hi. This young girl was so nice and waved at him, and then she had to go back to work. My son was just full of all these questions. How does she hear with all this noise? Does she like working here? Why is she wearing a T-mic? Did she drive here by herself? And so many more just curious questions. The young girl comes out to our table about 15 minutes later and was just so friendly and was willing to share all these great things about her life, like she loves her job, although sometimes it's hard to hear. She's going to college, SIUE for teaching. She is telling my son about her equipment and the technology that comes with it. She shares her experiences of school and work and how much her family has helped her along the way. Just an amazing conversation. My son was over the moon. He was just so excited that she came back out to talk to him. He was so excited, and I could see that wheels turning in his head. He said, she is advanced bionics like me. She went to CID like me. She hears like me. It changed his whole world for sure. My son Keegan was born profoundly deaf, and we live in Alton. He attended CID at 4 months and graduated from their class at 5 years old and transferred into the Alton School District. He is a third grader now, actually at my brother's school.
So cool.
Who teaches fifth grade there at North Elementary. He is the only student with cochlear implants. He struggles sometimes with hearing his friends and teachers at school, but overall he's doing a great job. I just wanted to tell you, Kevin, that you have an amazing daughter and that I am just so thankful that she took the time out of her day to come chat with my son and make him feel so good. And also me. She helped me see things are going to be okay. Things are going to work out for him, even though it might be tough or different, that it's possible for him to do great things.
That's so cool.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. I'm holding back tears.
I mean, wow. Mitzi, I can't say thank you enough. This has just made my world. You know, I shared it with Sarah. I shared it with Kennedy. And it just makes me feel so good that, you know, Kennedy could help your son, Keegan, see things differently. I mean, you know, no one wants to have a challenge thrown at you like a hearing loss when your child is born. But again, I can't say enough great things about Centers for the Deaf or this community or this area that are so willing to help and so willing to, you know, be a voice when others want to hear it, and that reassurance. Yes, Keegan will do great things, and I'm so glad my daughter Kennedy continues to do great things, because it makes you feel good as a parent that, man, you know, she took some time out of her day to spend time with someone who's a lot like her.
And he will remember that for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
I hope Kennedy will too. Yeah. She was a leader.
You've raised an amazing daughter. And she is an inspiration. And I love the words too. Like, that's when his life changed.
Yeah.
Like, she changed someone's life.
I know.
That's like to change everything for somebody.
Well, I can remember as a parent too, when Kennedy was really little, and you would see somebody with a hearing aid or an implant, you're like, oh my gosh, Kennedy, come here. Look, they're just like you. They're just like you. So it's just so neat to feel that feeling. Aww. And again, I just can't say thank you enough, Mitzi, for making more than my day.
Yeah.
Truly inspiring story. Thank you, Kennedy. Thank you, Misty, for sharing that letter. And thank you, Kevin and Sarah. You guys raised an amazing daughter, and the world's a better place because of it.
And
thank
CID.
You. Yeah.